The arrival of King Ibn Saud of Saudi Arabia is one of a series of visits by foreign dignitaries who soon will be on their way to the White House to accept the hospitality of the president. The last such visitor was Prime Minister Nehru of India. Others who are expected are Crown Prince Abdul-Illah of Iraq, Theodore Heuss, President of Germany, Rene Coté, President of France, Prime Minister Harold Macmillan of the United Kingdom, possibly Marshal Tito of Yugoslavia, General Franco of Spain, and Queen Elizabeth. Modern diplomacy is leaning more and more towards the theory of personal contact between heads of state. The concept of talks at the summit has brought together leading statesmen from all over the world, both the free world and the communist world. King Ibn Saud's visit is of great import. The fact that the president will go to the airport to greet him tomorrow is indicative of this. Ibn Saud is not a stranger to Washington. 10 years ago, when he was crowned prince, he was here. But this time, he comes as one of the few remaining rulers in the world, with the power of life and death over his people. He is an absolute monarch, and his land has a culture quite foreign to that of the United States. Slavery is condoned, freedom of religion isn't known, anti-Semitism is rampant. As American diplomats move along the pathway to survival, they frequently ask the question, "Am I to be considered my brother's keeper?" They answer it by saying that we must seek common ground with those who seek to survive with us. But as for trying to change ways of life, as for believing that American baseball and hot dogs washed down by soda pop, figuratively speaking, is the panacea for the ills of the world, that is something else again. Ibn Saud has oil. The United States and the free world need oil, and they can't afford to allow that oil to fall into the hands of the Soviet Union, which is trying to subvert all governments, including Ibn Saud's. Ibn Saud supposedly represents Egypt, Syria, and Jordan. These nations constitute a split in the Arab world because they stand apart from Iraq, allied to the West in Baghdad. They represent a split in the Muslim world because Iran, Turkey, and Pakistan of the Muslim faith are also members of the Baghdad Agreement. There is considerable ground for belief that Ibn Saud and Colonel Nasser seek hegemony in the Arab world. Nasser with his wealth of population and arms, Ibn Saud with his oil royalties. With Ibn Saud in Washington tomorrow and with Iraq's Crown Prince Illah on the way, the Middle Eastern pot is boiling tonight in the Western world. This is Cedric Foster in Washington.